Welcome back to You Live and Local. I am Aaron Keck here in the studio. We are joined again tonight by a special guest. We've had a lot of them this week, and I'm excited about this one. Max Lane is here in the studio. Max Lane Country on Instagram has got a new EP that just recently came out called Live from the Nest. And we've been playing a couple of his singles on the air all year. So super excited to have him here in the new studio. Max, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Yeah, How's it going?
I'm excited to be here.
Let's hear a song. You got the guitar. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play Ghost Towns for you guys.
Go for it.
Left my heart back there between the highway and the interstate. Still got blood on my sleeve and it reminds me almost every day. You had a vision of me all gussed up. The suit ain't tight, Lord knows I tried, but I cannot live up. Instead of making more mess, I stalled a cleaner just to cut and run. Square peg, round hole, more push, more feel stuck. It's a long drive through the back of my head now. It's a long drive down the Baton Rouge. Places and these people like ghost towns in my memory. But I keep moving on, rambling strong. Don't let anybody hold me down for too long. You'd find at least it's green, but it ain't greener on the other side. Same shit, different day, no matter where you go, it's all the same. The demons caught up, they brought their friends. I wanted life to end, and it damn near did. I had to start again. Nowhere to go but up when the bottom is where you live. The light's like a white lightning roll when you lean on it, you in the ditch. It's a long drive through the back of my head now. It's a long drive down in Baton Rouge. And these places and these people like ghost towns in my memory. But I keep moving on, rambling strong. Don't let anybody hold me down.
Well, that was the live track of the year. That was fantastic.
Thanks, man.
We got to wrap up the show now. We're not going to top that. Good night, everybody. That was awesome. Hey, we're here with Max Lane, live from the Nest. It's a new EP. That was Ghost Towns, one of the new singles. We're going to have more from Max and a couple more songs when we come back on Live and Local after this.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by Max Lane, whose new EP, a live EP, is called Live from the Nest. Got a couple singles out, too, that we've been playing here on the Hill for the better part of the year. Super excited to have him here in the studio tonight. How's it going? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, man. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's your year been so far? New music coming out all the time.
It's been a wild year. I just recently came back to playing music, really playing music, like putting the foot to the gas pedal for about a year now. So it's been great. Yeah. I really started making an honest go at the local scene about a year ago, and things have really opened up for me, and I've started to. I'm here now, so that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So first of all, I'll remember my second question later. Yeah. What brought you back? Like, what was it that got you back into the swing of things?
Yeah, it took me getting sober. So I went through nice. A rough patch here where I was dealing with some substance abuse issues, and it took me kind of getting sober in order to be able to really start writing and playing in earnest.
Was that like a motivator or just a good consequence?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's like, for me, it was really my therapy whenever I first started getting sober, like having just a sobriety journal and just writing stuff down. Cause I hadn't really picked up a guitar or even written a song for almost a good 4 or 5 years at that point.
Wow.
Once I started getting sober, I was just like, I'm just going to start writing and playing again, and it was kind of just a motivator. Yeah.
What was it like to like pick up the guitar for real that first time?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like in a lot of ways I had to kind of rediscover my style again, which wasn't necessarily a bad thing. I feel like this time that I've kind of come back to music, I feel like it's the most honest, most me music I've ever made. So
yeah.
But I mean, playing for the first time, especially playing live, being sober, it's like standing up there without any clothes on, you know.
Yeah, right.
it's a different experience, but I love it. I really do. It's made music new to me again, you know.
Well, speaking of live music, tell us about the EP, Live from the Nest.
Yeah. There's my buddy Matt Southern out of Raleigh. He has this little thing called Live from the Nest where he showcases local artists in a live context out of his he records it out of his house, and I was just kind of coming onto the scene. I had played a show with Kit McKay, and he's the mandolin player in Kit McKay. But anyway, we got connected through a show, and he had me come out there and wanted to record some songs with him, and they went really well. And I was like, man, do y'all ever like, you know, give the masters, you know, to the people that recorded? And he's like, yeah, sure. So he just gave them to me, and I just was like, all right, I'm just gonna put this out, because
might
like,
as well. Yeah,
yeah. I was just like, these are raw, this is like exactly what I'm gonna sound like with me and a guitar. So
yeah,
I just went for it. Created an album cover on Canva and threw it out there, and there she is.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
So Ghost Towns, which we just heard, it's kind of the first single that went out there, and you've got another one, Oblivion. Who's like, talk about the production of like the singles.
There's a version of Ghost Towns on the Live from the SCP, which is just me and a guitar. Then there's a single version, which is full band. I have a band. I'm not playing live with them now, but I mean, recording wise, you know, drums, bass, pedal steel done by Nathan Golub, who's a local guy.
He's great. Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Blake Talent from the Disarmers played baritone on there. It just all really came together. I wanted to do like a full band version of that because it's a rocking song. Like, it sounds cool acoustic, but I just had like a vision for it, and I just wanted to record it.
And it's a really good song when you can like go at it from seven different angles, and it sounds great every single time.
Yeah, I mean, I write all my stuff acoustic, but kind of have like an arrangement for it, you know? So that was when I wanted to, I think that's the only, yeah, it is. It's the only full band single I have out there right now, because Oblivion's acoustic as well. Yep. We just, in front of a mic, just recorded that and then released it. So,
speaking with Max Lane again, Live from the Nest is the new EP that's out now. A couple of singles already, and we just heard Ghost Town. So tell us your story for folks who are getting to know you for the first time. Yeah. I assume you've got a Louisiana background.
I do. Yeah.
I was you're wearing the hat. You were singing Ghost Towns with the Baton Rouge reference. So.
Yeah.
What brought you into this area?
My partner. Okay. So my partner's from Hillsborough. Nice. Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, born and raised. So. We met in Kansas City, Missouri, like 11, 12 years ago. We got married about 10 years ago, and we were living in St. Louis at the time. Job market there dried up, and we just picked up everything, moved right back here, and been here about 10 or 11 years now. So that's my connection to North Carolina.
That's fantastic.
It's home now.
Yeah.
It's home.
So again, the new EP is Live from the Nest. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
This is a newer one. It's a newer old one. It's called Gospel. It's one I rewrote.
Go for it.
Bleed me out, thank me for my service. I don't cry as much as I used to. My heart feels rough and my throat it stains from binge smoking res and trying to sing. I know folks say will view me wrong, 'cause I'm done singing their gospel songs. When did gospel invent itself for sound? Not change the way y'all walk around. And I'm a wild horse that hates the harness. Lately I feel it easy sitting in a pew. Don't you worry about me, brother, 'cause I still talk to the big man. Not sure it's the same one you're talking to. I've heard preachers speak with the devil's tongue, choosing some version of right over being love. And if I were you, well, I'd never have died. But I guess that's the difference between you and I. And I wonder what you think sometimes. You see your children setting the world on fire. I ain't talking about a fire of no Holy Ghost. You are like Jonah running for the coast. I'm wild. Hates the harness. Lately I feel it easy sitting in a pew. Don't you worry about me, sister, 'cause I still talk to Jesus. Not sure it's the same one you're talking to. Well, I'm clear now than I've ever been. Turns out living safe meant living scared of them. And in the end, if I'm found hand in hand with him,
May you see and love me as I've always been. As a wild horse that hates a harness, truthfully I've always found it easy sitting in your pews. Don't you worry about me, brother, I still talk to the big man. Not sure it's the same one you're talking to. And I'm a wild horse that hates a harness, and always felt it easy sitting in y'all's pew. Don't you worry about me, sister, 'cause I still talk to Jesus. Not sure it's the same one you're talking to. Yeah, I'm not sure it's the same one you're talking to.
Nice. You are listening to Max Lane here in the studio. We're going to be back with more and another song when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio. Tonight we are joined by Max Lane, whose newest singles are Ghost Town and Oblivion. New EP is called Live from the Nest. Max Lane Country on Instagram. If you want to check them out, we'll have that linked up on our website, chapelburger.com as well. Thanks again for being here. This has been,
man.
This has been fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me, man. This is the first time for me. I've never played live on the radio before, so this is good.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Who or what around here inspires you?
Who or what around here inspires me? From the area? I mean, shoot, there's a lot of really good music in the area. I'd have to say one of my biggest inspirations locally is BJ from American Aquarium, mm-hmm. for sure. He's triangle royalty in country music. I love playing shows with my buddy John Rodney, otherwise known as JR.
Uh-huh.
He's a really great singer-songwriter, country singer-songwriter in the area that kind of keeps me on my toes writing-wise.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
We're always, you know, playing songs for each other.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we got to step up our game. So
you mentioned Matt Southern. He's been putting out great stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. No, Matt Southern's awesome, man. His newest, I think I want to say his newest, but then he just put out, I think, like another, or is working on another one.
Might be working on another one. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. He's that bro's releasing stuff all the time. But, yeah, he always is putting out great music.
Mm.
Kit McKay,
right.
Who also plays drums in my band. He's amazing. Y'all should check out his record.
Nice.
His newest one, I think, Holy Goat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up that people should know about?
I'm going to be having the studio single for my song, Oblivion, hopefully dropping here at the end of May.
Okay.
So that's the goal, to have that out by the end of May. I'll make an official announcement soon. But that should be coming out. That song's been, it's on my EP, mm-hmm. the live one. But this is going to be the studio version of that song.
Awesome.
And a lot of people have been requesting it since that video on Appalachia Untold on TikTok blew up. So
nice.
Yeah.
Got shows coming up that folks should know about?
As of right now, I have one show coming up next week, May 3rd, at the Knight Rider in Raleigh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, that's this week.
Oh yeah,
that's tomorrow.
That's not May 3rd.
Literally, it's, like 24 hours from now, you're going to be on stage.
Oh my gosh! I see.
I'm glad we had this
two
talk.
Days. Yeah, I'm glad we had this talk too, man. Otherwise, I may not have been showing up for a show. But yeah, May this Friday,
nice.
May 3rd at the Knight Rider in Raleigh.
Cool. Well, again, Max Lane Country on Instagram. You can head there and check it out. Again, we'll link to it up on chapelburger.com as well when we post this audio up. Let's hear one more song as we wrap up. What are we going to close with?
Yeah, I'm going to play Oblivion for you guys. This is my newest single.
Nice.
Thank you. let you love me. I'm floating somewhere beside my body. I'm living in third person view. Can't you feel my ghost reaching out for you? Hand of God is reaching down. I can't seem to get up off the ground. My God, if she only knew, her x-ray eyes see right through. Casting blame, switching lanes to keep you off my trail. I was sick and tired of hurting you, couldn't stop myself. I've been dry for a year, you're still here, there's still plenty of work to do. I'll spend the rest of my damn life making it up to you. That's the price I must pay. Keep that monster at bay. Mr. Hyde is not my friend. He's always waiting for me to go out there again. To that point of no return, praying this time that I learn to love this world I'm living in instead of longing for oblivion. Can't you see I'm too tired to pray? So let these tears say what I can't say. I got one tucked in, another on the way. If I feel tapped out, I do a give 'em anything. It's these little things, it's these rice and beans got me giving thanks tonight. It's these living room dance parties, it's a John Deere lawnmower ride. It's been 2 years and I'm standing here 2 feet on the ground. Daddy always comes back, it's not time to punch my ticket out. That's a small price to pay to keep that monster at bay. Mr. Hyde is not my friend, he's always waiting for me to go out there again. To that point of no return, praying this time that I learn to love this world I'm living in instead of longing for oblivion.
Song is Oblivion. The EP is Live from the Nest. It's out now. Max Lane Country on Instagram. We'll link to it up on chapelboro.com. Max Lane, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate y'all having me on, man.